Assalamu alaikum. Welcome back to Hilal Life. Thanks for watching us on channel 347 and allowing us into your space, into your home. On the Hilal Life show, we like to focus on organizations that support the community, and in return, the community supports these wonderful organizations. And one such organization, just down the road from us, called the Islamic Society Furnace Ottery. They currently have a Salah Khana, and they wanting to expand this because the community has now grown over the years and they would like to build a masjid in the area as well. From the committee, the chairman in studio, Brother Ansar Isaac, assalamu alaikum and welcome.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, Brother Luqman. How are you doing?
Looking very suave and, you know, very, very TV. I need to watch my job here. And also no stranger to our Hilal TV family, Sheikh Ibrahim Gabriels. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam, Luqman. It's once again a great honor and a privilege to be with you on Hilal TV.
The honor is all mine, Sheikh. Jazakallah so much, brothers, for coming in. Brother Ansar, the Salah Khana that is currently in your area at the moment, it's been there for a number of years. Yeah. Give us a little history around that.
Well, alhamdulillah, just the last week, we had a session on radio, and I was listening to one of the former chairmen or chairpersons have a brief discussion of the history, and he recalls the day that they started at the at ISFO, and the doors opened and it was still pretty much a butchery, the authentic butchery kind of environment.
Right.
One could imagine what it was like cutting meat in there, and that is where we started.
Wow.
I joined about 2 years later as a Musalli, and then slowly got involved with the working committee and so on, and moved up. And alhamdulillah, today we're here. But definitely next year it will be 10 years in existence.
Mashallah.
So alhamdulillah, we've grown from a tiny little establishment to now a facility that houses about 200 to 250 Musallis.
Brilliant.
And even so, you've just mentioned very correctly that we've expanded and we've matched or met that capacity of our facility, and now we have the need to expand.
Amazing, alhamdulillah. And it's so nice when you hear and see growth like this as well, which means that people are drawn to your environment, drawn to your community.
Yes.
And obviously the committee that needs to upkeep. Yes. This type of establishment as well. But for those of our viewers that don't know too much about the Salah Khana itself and the wonderful work that you've done over the years, I'm sure by now, 10 years in existence, you've built up some annual programs.
Yes.
That people look forward to. Tell us a bit about that.
Well, inshallah, let me try and do the best that I can at doing that, because we have done quite a bit. Alhamdulillah, if I can maybe start at the more recent ones.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing that we've been planning and we are doing annually is we've done something quite unique for a masjid environment as such, but we have a annual fun run, fun walk.
Okay, that's
so
nice.
Which we call the community together. The first one was this year, and it started off with about 400 entrants.
Beautiful.
And nice to see that the people congregated with their families. My kids are somewhere in the mix and needed to be rescued towards the end. But alhamdulillah, it kicked off very well, and it was very well supported by the community. And these are events that we use to build the organization, to build the name and invite and attract families to participate. So that is one of the things that we do, and we try to do very out-of-the-box thinking in terms of how do we keep the masjid environment active, and how do we keep people connected to the masjid, which is a very important thing in this day and age.
Absolutely.
Because we do find that there are challenges amongst our youth, and not only our youth, even our older grown folk, in a way to stimulate them and keeping them in this spiritual space. And also making it fun at the same time.
Of course.
We've also gone through the process of making it even more fun and having games nights.
Nice.
And I think out of the fact that it was introduced for getting the kids to the masjid, I think more of the adults had a cup of coffee and had time to socialize.
And it's a social circle that they start building up as well.
Very,
in the community,
very much so.
Integrating various families and, you know, coming together.
Yes, and it was so lovely to see that this was something that was appreciated. In fact, when we were done with the event, they wanted to know when's
the next
event. But we've obviously been sidetracked with a bit of fundraising and a bit of deadlines that we need to meet currently.
Okay.
So we've been focusing across the board. Alhamdulillah, and through the years, We've obviously participated in fundraising initiatives for the less fortunate. We've done some cooking. We've done a lot of community outreach in ensuring that what we do as an organization also caters for the needs of the greater community. And it is very important that in trying to establish our organization, this picture that we're looking at currently was one of the massive towers that we did.
That's the Parkwood area.
This is in the Parkwood area.
Gotcha. Just outside and into Yasmin's place.
Yes, and this was actually a collaboration with the local neighborhood watch.
Brilliant.
That we set up this event. And it was so well attended and definitely appreciated. And it is amazing that when you set your heart to doing things like this, how the support comes from the community in giving and supporting. And it was just completely amazing.
I can guarantee you the next one you have, Hilal TV will be there to cover that one as well.
We look forward to that.
Sheikh, it's always nice to have you in studio and also listen to, you know, Brother Ansar speak passionately about their community, the work that they do, the camaraderie amongst families, the youth especially, coming back to the masjid and growing that community as well. And I'm sure Sheikh has seen something like this in various other communities in the Western Cape or in South Africa.
Yeah.
The challenge that communities like this often face is, how do we grow, where do we grow, and how do we accommodate you know, our community? What advice do you have for ISFO on the best way forward, but also encouraging our viewers on how to get more involved?
Inshallah. First of all, Luqman, I agree with you that your job is in danger. Because not only is that's Ansar beautiful, he's also got a voice like your voice.
Oh, no. He's got a voice better than mine, definitely.
So you spoke about the history. I want to speak about the future of the Furnas Ottery community. And I'm so happy to see all the beautiful things that they've done.
Beautiful.
It really brings the community together. No?
Absolutely.
It creates it. Community, what is it, camaraderie?
Oh, for sure, definitely.
And for the children to see that my daddy and my mummy and my grandmother, grandfather are busy, you know, it develops them to be community orientated. So from my experience in Al Masjid, I mean, me and my wife, we had a shawarma stall on a Friday night.
Really?
And we call it a Madina shawarma.
Nice.
And we're busy with the shawarma and the smoke is coming out and I would shout, shawarma Madina. You know, it's for me amazing. And some of the people that have passed on in our community, we make a lot of dua for them. Because I saw ladies, for example, standing in front of that stove and the fire goes up and, you know, and it's hot in the summer, but they are there. So I am sure that they are going to make a great success.
Inshallah.
So part of our program tonight is on Hilal TV is to encourage people to help them. They are still short 1.3 million to buy that land,
right?
You know, and they are really working hard. So I'm here to appeal to the community from all over South Africa and even outside South Africa. You know, if you have the numbers, I'm sure the number will be on the screen, and they can contact Ansar and say, I will give 1,000 or 5,000. Maybe there's somebody's going to say, I'm going to get 500,000.
Inshallah.
Because, you know, the famous hadith, I want to say to the viewers of Hilal TV, that Rasulullah says, whosoever builds a masjid, Allah will build for you a palace in Jannah. Can you imagine? Allah will build. So the Sahaba said, Ya Rasulullah, but we're not rich people. We can't afford to build a masjid. So the amazing words of Rasulullah was, even if your contribution is a bird's nest, the size of a bird's nest is this size.
Okay.
If that is your contribution, if you gave 500 rand or 1,000 rand, Allah will still build for you a palace in Jannah.
Inshallah. The banking details are on the screen as well. The contact numbers for the ISFO community is on there as well. That's the beautiful Salahana that is utilized right now. And that's the new plot, inshallah, that we're looking at, Brother Ansar.
That's right.
Okay,
that's right.
So how big is that plot, more or less? And where is it located?
So it's 2,600 square meters.
Okay.
It's on the corner or just behind the corner of Columbine and Ailes Road.
Columbine,
So literally just down the road from where we currently are.
Right.
And if we look at the space and we look at, so the plan you saw was just the draft plan, to get things into perspective and see what can we do with the land.
Sure.
So literally down the road, as the picture depicts there. And the idea is to do as much with the space as possible.
Okay.
And our prospectus currently has got a huge write-up in terms of what we'd like to do with the space.
Okay.
And as we've just spoken, myself and Sheikh, is that everything that we've done or written in our prospectus is encompassing community involvement, or at least giving back to the community, helping and facilitating all the needs within the community, as well as, most importantly, a place for prayer. That is the one thing that we're trying to do, is to build the center around our salah, our deen, using the center as our platform of da'wah.
Inshallah.
It's very important that we try and do the best with these last couple of days to secure this piece of land.
Okay.
If I can go back into a slight bit of the history in terms of the purchase of this property,
mm-hmm.
and this has started almost at the inception of ISFO.
Mm.
So it's approximately 9 years now that we've been trying to take this piece of land that you've just pointed out and actually make it a reality, make it our home.
Inshallah.
When we secured this property on auction, we had our very first janaza that left,
okay.
and this particular person asked that when she passes on,
mm-hmm.
that we actually have her salatul janaza on. In wow. She actually made dua that she would be the first.
That is the janaza.
That is the janaza. That she would be the first person to leave from this land.
How beautiful.
And
what
because
a beautiful
we couldn't,
story.
We couldn't put the matter within the building.
For sure.
The best we could do was to take it from this property
and
depart from there.
Amazing.
And to this entire community, it was so heartbreaking
because
this particular person was like a mother in this community. And it is indeed a great loss because where are we without people's du'as, especially our elders?
Of course.
And this was a huge loss for us. And we still feel it all this very day.
JazakAllah so much, Brother Ansar and Sheikh Ibrahim. We want to take a very quick ad break. When we come back, we're going to find out a bit more how our community at Hilal TV can get involved as well, inshallah. You're watching Hilal Live. We'll be chatting to the good people from the Islamic Society of Furness and Ottery. And we're finding out how, and we're letting you know, our viewer, how you could get involved in establishing and building this wonderful masjid in the Cape Town area. Thanks for watching us on Hilal Live. Assalamu alaikum. Welcome back to Hilal Live. Thanks for joining us on Channel 347. Remember, we have a very special interview today. And as a viewer, as someone watching this interview, you can get involved. We're going to bring up some details on the screen very shortly, letting you know how you can get involved in building a masjid in the Ottery area. You're welcome to also WhatsApp us 079-085-2511 if you'd like to maybe add a comment, contribute, or maybe let us know what advice you have. Maybe you've been part of a committee where it started as a Salah Khana and now built to a masjid. Brother Ansar and Sheikh Ibrahim Gabriels isn't studio, and I'm so honored to have both in my company as well. Brother Ansar, the Salah Khana during the year has annual programs. You've got Ramadan coming up now as well, and I can only imagine how busy that's going to be. But during the year, have you attempted to host any fundraising events?
So yes, alhamdulillah, 2023 has definitely been a year full of fundraising.
Okay.
So much that right now it actually is a little bit hazy as to where to start.
Okay.
But just with the last event, which was on the 19th of November, we've had a very lovely lunch, formal lunch. And this was very well supported. We had about 450 tickets available, and this sold out a month before the time.
Wow.
So out of the event, I think our target was in the region of about 100,000 rand.
Mm-hmm.
We managed to reach 145,000 rand with this event.
And
all the funds that was raised with this was directly put into this land fund that we're looking to purchase.
Mm-hmm.
So alhamdulillah, that was definitely one of our major events. Throughout the year, as we've said, we're constantly keeping busy, whether it is food sales or whether it is doing special days of just awareness and fundraising. We are constantly fundraising towards our event. And as I've said earlier, our fund run that we had last year, I must invite you, seeing that you've availed your services to be there. So inshallah, on the 4th of February,
what I put myself into now.
In the 4th of February, I see you've got your sporty shoes on, so keep them on. Inshallah, on the 4th of February,
inshallah,
we will have our next fund run, and we're hoping to
be busy that day, but I'll check.
I'll be sure to phone you, but it is definitely an event that we're trying to up our numbers and up our game. And inshallah, we have some professional people on board in coordinating our races. So We've got a full team in case you've got a cramp.
Inshallah. Yeah, no, no.
We can get those sorted out.
Yeah, I think my cramp will come even before the race, just thinking about it as well. But it's always nice. Those events is what brings communities together, gives you an inclusive way of accommodating what people like and are interested in as well.
Yeah.
I think that's what communities need. And I think Sheikh can attest to that with regards to the various programs that happens at so many different masajids as well. But more importantly, the religious programs that happens at a Salah Khana, for that matter, that has over 200 people for now, I would imagine this is so integral in building a community. What are your thoughts, Sheikh?
Yeah, so before I come to that point, I fully agree with you. Most of the masajid in Cape Town have been built by communities and by hard work, selling kusistas.
For sure.
Buys and some muasas. And I'm really taken with the story of this lady that wanted the janaza on the field.
Absolutely.
Because I must admit, as a religious leader in Cape Town, that the ladies, they are the forerunners
100%.
When it comes to raising funds for the masajid. Isn't it so, Ansar?
100%.
Yeah,
very much so.
And let us go back to history. Owal Masjid, the first masjid in South Africa, was donated by a lady, Sarki van die Kaap.
Yes,
yeah,
that's correct.
Sarki van die
that's
Kaap,
correct.
Yeah, understand. So, shukran to our mothers and our sisters, in Cape Town.
Mm-hmm.
And coming to the religious functions at the masjid, as an imam of for 35 years, I've learned to love so many people.
Mm.
And most of the people that I love is because of the masjid. You know, it's like your own family.
Mm-hmm.
We call, for example, our Fajr, not Jama'ah, Fajr family.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Brilliant.
And we have just started a new program. It's just called Fajr Awakening,
okay.
A Path to Liberation.
Nice, beautiful.
I call the youth together in our masjid, and I said we need to do something because the one of the young people that were at the conference, a Palestinian conference in Johannesburg, he said, they bombed most of the masjids in North Gaza because they know and they believe, I'm talking about the Zionists, that if the Muslims are going to fill the masjids for Fajr, the time is over. You understand? So we want to do it in Cape Town now, inshallah.
Inshallah.
That 162 mosques in Cape Town to fill the masjid, inshallah. But coming back to the religious activities, you know, it's amazing how a community, and I think that is the wisdom and the hikmah why Allah has made it compulsory for us, not compulsory, but to make our salah instead of making it at home, making it in the masjid, because it's about building community, building
Absolutely.
Society. And what I love about this project, and maybe Ansar can elaborate, this masjid in Furness Otter is not meant only to be a place of worship. It's a multi-purpose center.
For sure.
It's going to be a library, a computer library, development center. And I would love to believe, inshallah, and that must be part of the Nia Ansar, to develop great leaders
inshallah.
In all fields.
Inshallah.
Yeah, inshallah.
Oh, beautiful. I think, Sheikh, you've nailed it there when you mentioned the integral part that our masjid plays
That's right.
in our community as well. Ansar, if you need a shawarma stand, I know someone that's willing to come through and raise that funds.
Medina shawarma.
Sorry, Medina shawarma.
Yes,
there we go.
Yes,
remember the shawarma king guy, Allah grant him Jannah as well.
Yes, yes.
You know, he used to be very vocal and
attract
people
him.
As well.
Jannah.
I mean, beautiful soul. The community itself must be so excited to get involved, to build this masjid. Very soon, as soon as possible, inshallah. But for our viewers' sake, maybe reiterate, where are we right now with regards to the land, to the amount that's raised, and what is outstanding?
Okay. So currently, we've launched a campaign, which we call the 10-day campaign.
Okay.
And we've gone through various avenues of trying to raise funds.
Okay.
Obviously, trying to look at those who are taking off big chunks,
okay.
and those who are contributing smaller bits. And we do believe firmly that all little bits fill the bucket.
Of course.
And we've decided that we're going to do a 10-day campaign,
okay.
which started a couple of days. I think we're on day three now,
okay.
or at least we have 3 days left till to the end of the campaign. And we currently So the purchase amount was just over 3.5 million rand
Okay.
for the property and including all other costs and legal costs, etc.
Mm-hmm.
And we've raised to date 2.1 I think it was about 2.1 million, 2.2 million rand.
Alhamdulillah.
We are obviously short of quite the chunk still, even though it's a big amount that we've raised. And
that's just to purchase the land.
And that's just to purchase the land.
And then there's building costs. And there's
building costs, correct. I'll get to that in a moment.
Okay.
And currently, just to end off, we're short on about 1.3 million rand, as Sheikh said
We've
earlier.
Got a couple of CEOs. Their bonuses are coming in now. They're going to get paid in December, inshallah. You know, 10% of that.
Sorted, inshallah.
Allah grant that happens. So we're currently appealing to 1,000 rand for 1,000 rand for, and the campaign started 1,600 people at 1,000 rand, and you could easily reach our target that way. And also for the person taking the pledge, it's easy for you to call up 10 friends and say, "Can I get $100, please?"
There we go.
And
That's
use
nice
that as our
that.
Effort. And my place is not where Sheikh would be able to advise and give some nasiha about that point. But even for the person that's making that intention to support this, I can't. But I'm going to make the effort to contact others who can help me. And this is all paving the road towards the Akhirah.
Inshallah.
Let us take this opportunity and make use of the opportunity to afford ourselves that benefit of an everlasting reward. And that is one thing that we need to point out to the community.
Sure.
As I mentioned, I'll get to the other point later. The second phase, or rather the bigger phases of the project, is once we've acquired the land, is then to finalize the building plan and then to start with the build. But this, we're looking at a budget. We have some architects and people on board already. So we've got an estimate cost of about 25 million that this project would cost us.
Inshallah.
But obviously we're being wise about this, and we need to do it in phases in order to attain the goals within the near future, inshallah.
Sheikh, in closing, any last message you would like to pass on to our viewers and how they could actively get involved in making this project a reality?
Yeah, so I would love to look at the viewers now.
There we go. Camera is all yours, Sheikh.
And I would love to say to them that this is a great need. And as you've heard, you can give a 1,000 rand and be part of this great project, alhamdulillah. And I liked what Ansar said. It's because of people like Ansar that communities go forward. I love this young man, but after today's interview, I love him even more. The way he articulated himself,
very,
mashallah.
Very good. Yeah.
So I want to appeal to all the viewers. Please 1,000 rand. And like Ansar said, if you can give over 100 rand. You contact your friends or your family and say, give 100 rand for Furnace Artery. And if there are, like you said, the CEOs and our rich people that Allah is blessed with, give a 500,000, give a million, inshallah, because there's also a building that's going to... I hope, inshallah, after this program, in a week's time, Ansar will have all the money,
inshallah,
for that
inshallah
project, inshallah.
I mean, everyone drives past that area. Somebody needs, some time or the other, they need to stop to make salah. On your way to some of the big supermarkets, the big centers in that area, visiting family. So it's a definite need for our community as well.
Yeah.
Brother Ansar, I wish you all the very best to you and the ISFO community. Jazakallah for everything that you do for our community, because we all benefit from it as well. And may all this future projects go from strength to strength, inshallah.
Shukran for the opportunity.
My absolute pleasure.
We really appreciate it. And we hope that we've touched the hearts of the listeners.
Inshallah, I'm sure.
Inshallah, may this materialize and may we all reaping the benefit of this.
Sheikh, it's always nice having you in our company.
Jazakallah
so much for being part of this project as well. And I'm sure with your help, we can get there very,
inshallah,
very soon.
Definitely.
Have a great evening. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
And that's how we end Hilal Live. Jazakallah so much for joining us from the Cape Town studio. Sohail Barnes and myself, Luqman Shadrach. Have a great evening. We now cross over to our Johannesburg studios.